This chazor zechinish b'chaz k'shag from Yehuda m'sech the site of daf mem. Zok the Gemara Ravo said, initially I thought that I was humble. However, when I saw the humility of Rabbi Abba of Aku, who once said an explanation to his meturgeman, and the meturgeman then turned around and announced aloud a totally different explanation, Rabbi Abba did not even become upset. When I saw that, I realized that I'm not even considered a humble person. What are instances of Rabbi Avo's humility? The Gemara explained that the wife of the meturgeman of Rabbi Avo once said to the wife of Rabbi Avo, "My husband is just as great as your husband, and the only reason he acts as his meturgeman is because of your husband's position with the government." Rabbi Avo's wife felt bad upon hearing that. But when she told Rabbi Avo about this, he said, "Well, why should we care? As long as Hashem is being glorified through the Torah being taught by me or by him, it's all good." Another instance of his humility was when they wanted to appoint him as Rosh Hashiva, and he told them, "No, appoint Rabbi Abba of Aku since he is greater." He said this because Rabbi Abba needed the money, and this position would provide him with the money that he needed. Another instance of his humility was when he once gave a shiur in Agodah, while Rabbi Chiya bar Abba gave a deeper shiur in Halacha, and more people attended the shiur of Rabbi Avo because people liked the Agodah, which caused Rabbi Chiya bar Abba to feel better. Rabbi Avo told him, "It's like you're a store selling precious stones. I'm a store selling needles. Obviously, more people go to the store selling needles because that's more affordable, meaning Agadata is more easily understood, and therefore it's more accessible to people." That's what he was trying to tell him. Typically, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba would actually escort Rabbi Avo home out of respect for the government. On that day, because Rabbi Chiya bar Abba felt better, Rabbi Avo actually escorted Rabbi Chiya bar Abba home to give him respect, but in fact, it actually did not make Rabbi Chiya bar Abba feel any better. When the Chazan says Moidim, what do the people say? So Rav says they say Moidim anachnu loch Hashem Eloikeinu al she'onu Moidim loch. Shmuel says they end off by saying Eloikei kol basar al she'onu Moidim loch. Rav Simoi says they say Yoitzreinu Yoitze bereishis al she'onu Moidim loch. Nardoi in the name of Rav Simoi says they say Brochis v'hoidois l'shimcha hagadol al she'chiyasonu v'kiyamtonu al she'onu moedim loch. Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov would end off by saying, "Kein tichayenu," etc. Rabbi Papa said, therefore we should combine all of the above views and say them all. Dr. Rabbi Yitzchak said, one should always have the awe of the tzibur on him, because we see that the Kahanim turn their backs to the Shechina in order to face the tzibur. Rav Nachman said, we learned this concept from the fact that David referred to the people as his nation and his brothers. And Rav Elazar explained that he was saying, if you follow in the ways of Hashem, then you are my brothers, and I don't have to act as a king over you. However, if you don't follow in the ways of Hashem, then you are my nation, and I will force you to do so as your king. The Rabbanan said, we see this concept from the fact that the Kahanim must remove their sandals for Berachas Kahanim, and this is presumably done for the honor of the tzibur. Rav Ashi said the reason he removes his shoes is so that he not be embarrassed if a strap is open, which would cause him to move away and tie the strap, and in the meantime miss Birchas Kehanim. Mishnah said, if a Migdosh bracha atchas v'chulu, why is it affecting more than the base of Migdosh? The bracha was said as one long bracha instead of three pieces like we say it today. The Mar explains it's because in the base of Migdosh we don't say amen, we say baruch shem kol mechus shedan avod, and therefore it would cause a big pause in the middle of the brachas, and we don't want that to happen. Zuck, the next Mishnah. What's the process of Kohen Gadol's bracha on Yom Kippur, which was mentioned in the earlier Mishnah? The Mishnah explains, the Shamash takes the Sefer Torah and hands it to the one in charge of the Beis HaKnesses, who then hands it to the Skan, who then hands it to the Kohen Gadol. He then reads from Parshas Acharemos and Ach Be'osar. He then closes the Torah, holds it, and says, there's more written than what I have read so far. He then reads the Parshas of Be'osar in Chumash Bamidbar. He reads that by heart. He then makes eight brachas as follows. He makes on the Torah, the Avodah, for thanks, for forgiveness of Averis, for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Yidden, for the Kehanim, for Yerushalayim, and for the rest of the Tefillah. The Gemara says, the Mishnah seems to be a proof that we do show respect to a student even when the Rebbe is there, because we show respect to the Chazan and the others by giving them the Torah to hold, even though the Kohen Gadol is there. Abaye said, no, maybe then generally we do not. But passing the Torah to the others and getting it eventually to the Kohen Gadol actually shows more respect to the Kohen Gadol. Maybe that's why we do it, but it's time to show respect for a Talmud of Makom Rav, it could be we would not do. The Mishnah then said, v'Kohen Gadol oimir u'mekabel v'koyre v'chulu. Now, in fact, this took place in the Azara, and yet suggests that until that time the Kohen Gadol was sitting, because it says he got up to read from the Torah. We learned that in Yeshiva b'Azara el lemachos beis dov b'levat. Mar says, we must say like Rav Chista said elsewhere, that when we say this took place in the Azara, it means it took place in the Ezas Noshim of the Azara, which where sitting was actually permitted. And that's why the Kohen Gadol was able to sit. But for the laning, he got up to read from the Sefer Torah.